Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. And today is Omer Day 10 as we count during this 50 days of Shavuot and look at the name above all names, Yeshua. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Yeshua, who delivers us from the wrath to come. The word deliver is yasha. It's a verb meaning to save, to help, to deliver, to defend. The underlying idea of this verb is bringing to a place of safety or broad pasture, as opposed to a narrow strait, symbolic of distress and danger. The word conveys the notion of deliverance from tribulation, Judges 10:13-14, deliverance from certain death, Psalm 22:21. Rescue from one's enemies, Deuteronomy 28:31 and Judges 6:4. Victory in time of war, 1 Samuel 14:6. The protective duty of a shepherd, Ezekiel 34:22 and Judges 10:1. Avenging wrongs, 1 Samuel 25:33. Compassionate aid in a time of need, 2 Kings 6:26-27 and Psalm 12:1. The salvation that comes only from God, Isaiah 33:22 and Zephaniah 3:17. Quoting the Jewish New Testament commentary, Christianity is sometimes seen by non-Christians as idolatry, making something less than God, Yeshua, a man into God. Shaul knew what idols were and how idolaters behaved, so it is no empty compliment when he writes that you turn to God from idols to serve the true God, the one who is alive, not a lifeless block of wood or stone. He then gives the proper perspective on Yeshua. He is God's Son, as the Tanakh indicates. In Psalm 2, verse 7, I will declare the decree of Adonai. He said to me, you are my Son. Today I have become your Father. Whom he raised from the dead, and who will at his second coming appear from heaven, where he is now seated at the right hand of God, Psalm 110:1. There he is interceding for us, Hebrews 7:25. And when he returns, he will rescue us from the impending fury, Romans 1:18. The words of God's judgment are not in the Greek text, but are implied. The reference to end time events here are all building up the climatic teaching of 1 Thessalonians 4:13-5:6. Now we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if believe that Yeshua died and rose again, so with him God will also bring those who have fallen asleep in Yeshua. For this we tell you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall in no way precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the blast of God's shofar, and the dead of Messiah shall rise first. The we who are alive, who are left behind, will be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Beginning at 1 Thessalonians 5:1. Now concerning the times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourself know very well that the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. When they are saying shalom and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them like a woman having birth pains in the womb. There is no way they will escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the dark, so that the day might overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night or of darkness. So then let us sleep as the others do, but let us remain on the alert and be sober-minded. First Thessalonians is the first New Testament prophecy regarding Messiah's return. Matthew 24:22, and unless those days were cut short, no one would be delivered, but for the sake of the chosen, those days will be cut short. That word saved in the Greek is sozo, and it means safe, delivered. To save, deliver, make whole, preserve safe from danger, loss, or destruction. Our Messiah was delivered into the hands of evil men so that we can be delivered from our sins and the evil in this world. Matthew 17:22. Now while they were gathering in Galilee, Yeshua said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men." Matthew 26:45. Then he comes to the disciples and says to them, "Still sleeping, taking your rest? Look, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being delivered into the hands of sinners." Mark 9:31. For he was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, 3 days later, he will rise up." Mark 14:41. And he comes the third time and says to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is being delivered into the hands of sinners." Luke 9:44. Put these words into your ears. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men. And Luke 24:7, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be executed, and the third day rise up. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. In unrighteousness they suppress the truth. God's anger or wrath. It is not popular these days to point out that God is a God of wrath. People would rather quote 1 John 4:8, "God is love," and look no further. But it is in the context of God's holiness, meaning his hatred for sin, and his justice, meaning the dispensing, the punishment that sin brings on itself, that his love, mercy, and grace become so precious. The paradox of how God can be both just and merciful has been a theme in Jewish writing. Quote, "If you want the world to endure, there can be no absolute justice. But if you want absolute justice, the world cannot endure." Genesis 39:6. The solution to the paradox is Yeshua's atoning death, as summed up in Romans 3:19-26 and John 3:16. The wrath is continuously being revealed because people keep on sinning. Note the passive verb. God's delight is in his mercy, not in actively pouring out wrath. But the moral laws of the universe he created are such that God's anger automatically goes on being revealed to those who go on disobeying him. Wrath is revealed against all godlessness. Humanists and legalists, ignoring the most important X in the equation. Suppose they can become righteous by their own efforts without trusting God. And wickedness, antinomians or anti-Torah people, persons who oppose law and eschew discipline, who overrate inner experience and underrate outward behavior, could easily make the opposite error, imagining that they have a good relationship with God while disobeying his commands. Such people's lives, lacking adequate moral restraints, can all too easily degenerate into wickedness. The Jewish New Testament Commentary. Passover is about the great deliverance from Egypt, a type of the evil world system of Satan, of oppression and slavery. The Passover lamb's blood was placed upon the door lintels in the form of the Hebrew letter He, which stands for life. Yeshua became the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. But only those who apply the blood to the doorposts of their hearts are delivered from the judgment to come. Exodus or Shemot 12:7. They are to take the blood and put it on the doorpost and on the crossbeam of the houses where they will eat it. Exodus 12:23, Adonai will pass through to strike down the Egyptians. But when he sees the blood on the crossbeam and the two doorposts, Adonai will pass over that door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you down. 1 Peter 1:19, but with the precious blood like that of a lamb, without defect or spot, the blood of Messiah. Revelation 6:12, I saw when the Lamb opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became as black as sackcloth, made of goat's hair, and the full moon became like blood. Revelation 7:14, then he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In Revelation 12:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives even in the face of death. Personal thoughts of Yeshua the Deliverer. Write down all the things Messiah as Deliverer and how he has delivered you since you have become his disciple, Talmudim. The blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 10 days, which are 1 week and 4 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us speedily. Bo, Yeshua, bo, in our days. Come, Yeshua, come. And may he return to us the service of the temple to its place. In Yeshua's name, amen.